Today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel, and we continue talking about really, as Moshe pointed out at the end of last year, our lead up to Yom HaDin. So let's continue. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Omer, this is a couple lines down. Noseh Avon, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He's Noseh Avon. So Noseh Avon here means he, like you'll see, that he is raises up. So if you imagine the scales, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to tilt things in people's favor? There's two ways of doing it. You can either push one side down, lift one side up. So what's Noseh Avon mean? So Rabbi Avahu Omer Nosek says, or Nasaktiv, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Hu Chotef. He doesn't lift it up, he simply takes off Echad Mechovotav V'Schiotav U'Machriyah. By simply removing one, that's what will cause it to imbalance. It doesn't actually have to lift the side up, which is like way Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina seems to suggest. Amar Lazav, Lacha Shem Echesed, Ki Atah Shem L'Ish K'Maaseu. Okay? V'in Leitlei Ad Yahavin Le'Min. Meaning you pay people according to their actions, and if not, you'll give him one of yours. Meaning what that mean? What does that mean? Now it seems to be, I show you the korban klomah lakach k'maasehu means v'lo k'div maasehu mamash. Should have been a man according to his actions, but it says k'maaseh ela k'dor prochum matak k'blei chesed. So according to this, what is he doing? He's pushing down the good side, which he said is like he says like Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. In other words, pushing down one side or lifting the other. Well, it's a kind of he says they're really the same, one and the same thing, as opposed to pulling things off to mini or adding things on to manipulate it that way. So he's pushing down the good side, if you call it that. He died to the Rabbi Lazar. Why? The Rabbi says, "V'lachsham chesed malamed shu mata klapei chesed." He tilts down the chesed side. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel bar Avichitzak by tzedakah titzor tam derech v'rishah titzalef chatat. So what we're going to see here is it talks about both good and bad sort of people. So we're doing the Tam Derech, and in this case, the Rasha here. And it's the Psukim seem to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Titzor Tam Derech. He's guarding he who is already guarded. The mission is going to, so Gemara is going to try and understand that. The Rasha, but the Risha, Titzalef Chata, the sin, if you like, corrupts the wicked. Okay, and there's all these Psukim seem to be along this line. Chatim Teradef Rash, Ra'ah. So the sin pursues, if you like, the evil. But that's sinim mishlem tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays out good. Ragli chasid avishmo. He protects the feet of the chasidim, chasidav, those who are faithful to him, I guess. The rasha'im b'choshech yidmo, and they're sort of stilled in the dark. Im laleitzim u'alitz, where the leitzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, with those who scoffers he will scoff. Olam yitein chenigish, he shows favor. Kod harim yinchalu, chsilim merim kalon. So the Gemara asks then, v'sayagim siyag v'tarin tri'ah. So what this is, Korban Eder says, that's mashal hedyur, it's a mashal, meaning sayag is like make a mechitza. So what that means is makom shesh sag, a place where there's already closed in by a fence, sayag begeder, godrinot goter, does it really require further fencing? Or makom parots, that the places where there's a breach, protzim bo yoter, you're going to create more breaches? All these things seem to be a bit questionable. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? So Gemara says, sayaga ela keni. So what does this mean? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "V'shem Rav Shmuel barev." So now it's v'cheni. So we don't have that line, by the way. I just sort of glossed over just now when we learned this back in Masechta Peah. But the Bnei Moshe here says, "No, indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sayagim sayaga v'tarim tariyah." Elakeni, because Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "B'shem Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, shomer tatzmo min avera pam rishon av shniyah v'shlishi." If someone really guards himself from protecting him doing a particular avera one, two, or three times, mikan va'elech from this time onwards, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mishamro. That's what it means. We do see the concept of saying l'sayag, meaning if someone protects himself, has demonstrated that he wants to protect himself from the mitzvah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from. Importantly, he has stumbling in that particular avera in the future. That's Sayagim Lasag. So it's not a contradiction. So Matam, what's a pasul? Ken kolel yifal kel, meaning all these yifal kel, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu yifal kel. So I just the pamim shalosh im gever. So what's this mean? The Korban Eder says im shimer adam betzmo pamim shalosh. If someone protects himself two or three times, achar kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu im hagever. That's how I understand the pasul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a person mishamro will guard him for not to yichate or to won't sin any anymore. Now, Amar Abzira, ublechud lo yatuvle. That's provided that the person doesn't go and try and do that aver b'mezid. You're not relying on absolute miracles here. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him if he does it. If he might end up stumbling across that aver b'shogeg. Okay. Now it says v'achutah meshulash lo b'yiminat. Why so? Because it says achutah meshulash lo. It doesn't say lo leolam yinatek. A threefold strand doesn't ever break. Rather, enktiv kan ella lo bimheri in a tech, that it won't readily fray or come apart. However, in a mifsaku, if you get a knife and start cutting away at a threefold rope, of course it's going to break. Okay, so that's the idea. So in other words, it's a shmirah, but not a full, if you like, taking away of free will, or to the extent that that he wouldn't be able to do that avirika. Okay, Rav Huna says, "B'shem Ravah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein lafanav shichacha. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't forget anything. Ha mipnei Yisrael, when it comes to Yisrael, na'aseh shochachan. He becomes like someone who forgets kivyachol," importantly, B'nai Moshe says. Why? Because this relates to what we saw in Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, no, we didn't say it in the Rosh Hashanah Shir. In Bavli, we had this. It says, "Mavir Rishon Rishon." Kadosh Baruch Hu is, if you like, foregoes piece by piece. Well, exactly what that means is discussed in the Gemara there. In other words, Metchila maniach avon echad, ve'enu nevio b'mispar, ve'oseh atzmo ki'ilu shachar, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will put one aside. Now that can, the Gemara there says, it can come back on the scales. But he makes himself, if you like, however, that's in a way to machria, he'll put one aside. So it makes him like he's a shochachar. So the Gemara now says that ma'atam, what's a pasuk? Mi'a kamocha, it says noseh avon v'avera pesha. However, if you look at the pasuk, it's actually written without the vav. Nasha k'tiv. Nashani is like, it's forget. V'chen David omer, na nasati avon imecha k'sita kol chatatam selah. Now that's not the pasuk. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is like shachach avon echad k'shiu zchuyot v'averot shkulim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will, if you like, forget a avera when the scales are in even balance. Okay, and that, by doing that, ends up ensuring the scales tip in the positive favor, and all the sins, I feel like, outweighed. Okay, with that we say, so this parak is nearly the majority of the whole Masechta. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, a man can betroth his wife directly himself, or even use a shaliach. Vaisha as well, that's what's called a shlech holacha. And Vaisha mitkadesh, a woman can become betrothed herself by receiving the kesef kiddushin, or bishlucha, or she can nominate a shaliach for that purpose as well. This is a Kabbalah. We saw this very much paralleling what we had a discussion we saw in Masechet Gittin. A man is able to marry off his daughter who's a ne'ara through him and through a shaliach as well. Can she? We saw that debate back in Kiddushin. No, sorry, sorry, that was I think it was our bank gift. But let's continue. If a man says, "I want you to betroth to me and with this date," and then he goes, "I also want to make a kiddush with this date, and I want you to make a kiddush with this date," then we say, well, each of them is an act of kiddush on its own, and therefore it would have to have at least one date that has a shaveh pruta in order for you to make a kiddush. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Okay, mekodesh. However, it says if he says you mekodesh bazu 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 with this one and this one and this one and this one, well then you can add that together. So imesh bekulam shaveh pruta, then she's mekodeshet. Fine, mekodeshet. Sorry. However, haitza ochelet. What if he gives her? It says bazu 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 bazu, and as he says bazu, she eats one, or bazu and eats one, and bazu and eats one. Well, by the time he gets to shaveh pruta, in total, it's effectively like a debt. And you can't make this debt with a debt. So you haven't actually got to the full amount yet. So therefore, we have to say it wouldn't be ad she'eva chat men shaver puta. Okay? We will see this when we get to the Gemara. I've sort of already given away a bit too much, but we'll see it when we get to the Gemara. This discusses it. Okay. Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shlucho. Minayim shushado shel adam kamoto. Where do we see that you can have the concept of a shaliach? So an agent can act in your stead. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says, v'shachatu oto kol ka'aladat Yisrael ben arabayim. Which is that all of Am Yisrael will shech the Korban Pesach towards the afternoon. So Gemara says, "V'chi kulan shochatin oto." Really, everyone does so. V'alo achad hu shochet. One is shechting for a number of other people. I did kulam. Whoever's part of the chabura. El michan shlucho shel adam kamoto. That really here you see that someone can act. In other words, if everyone has to shech the Korban Pesach and not everyone's doing it, clearly one person's acting shlech for other people. Okay. V'yeda amrada, and what's the source? Now, this is interesting. What does it mean, v'yeda amrada? Because you'll see here that the way that Korban Eda explains it, I'll show you this v'yeda amrada. He says, "Kolomar." He says this is the first Korban Eda on the Gemara. He says, "Kolomar ikra shlichot milana." Where's it from? De v'shachatu oto Itzrich le-Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan needs it for something else entirely. Sha'achilat psachim lo ma'akva. That to teach us that if you shech the korban pesach but one didn't eat it, there's still yotze. Right? Can remember in psachim. In kandididei, according to him, that pasuk is already used. So you need to find another pasuk to learn shlichut. However, what's interesting here is the Sha'ar Kolbrum points out that that pasuk actually needs to teach us something else, which we'll see in the continuation of the Gemara. So we'll get to that in a moment. That's why he needs another pasuk. So it's a different way. In other words, it seems to be here that we're going to see this other source is because the simple in saying the sugya, there's almost like a machloka what the source would be. As it says, Veikulam ish se labayit, so the Beit Avot se labayit. Made the mistake last time I read the pasuk. Veikulam, did everyone take a korban pesach on their own? Ba'lo echadu, only one takes for the chabura. He's Makadesh, so it's in Makdish, if you like. Elamikhan, you can see Shushluchosh, Shaladam, Kamoto, that a person can act as Shliach for his friend. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Shniyahi, in other words, Rabbi Yossi now, this is explaining, according to Shai Korban, why we need a different Pasuk. Because he didn't like the first Pasuk. I mean, the first Pasuk is not a good proof. The one, in other words, you had two Pasuk, let's make it clear. The first Pasuk was regarding Shchitat Korban. Second Pasuk is referring to actually taking a Korban. So he says, Shnei, the first one is not good, Bashchita, She'adam shochet pischo shel chavro shelo midato, that a person can shech his friend's korban without his knowledge. And if you don't need his da'at, then you don't need his shaliach either. So then you clearly this is not the source of shlichut. Okay? And by the way, again, in Koshara Korban, that's what you needed this pasuk to teach you that actual point. Okay. So in Tema Adam Rafish pischo shel Adam, and if you want to say, what about separating a korban? Says, In Tema Adam Rafish Pisco Shel Chaver Shlo Midato Leg Yachul, you can't. Why? Da Amar Rav Zira Am B'Shem Rabba Lazar Adam Shochet Pesach Shel Chaver Shlo Midato Aval Einu Mafrish Shlo Midato. You can't designate an animal, a friend's animal for him as a korban, right? You can't makdish an animal for somebody else. So therefore, the fact that so we learn here from Vayikhu is a source that Shluchah Shel Adam Kamoto. If it's a shliach, that it can go ahead and do so. Okay, Beseder. In other words, if I can work without person's da'at, I don't need shlichut. That's why he dismisses the first pasuk. But the second one, since I can't work without the knowledge or of my friend, therefore it must be working through shlichut. That's what it seems to be. What's interesting here is I sort of ask for the footnotes to continue to explain this debate. He goes through a lot of detail on this sugya. And he says that Rebbe Lazar would nonetheless, he learns it from the first pasuk. That's Rebbe Lazar brought. Because it uses language of v'shachatu, implies it's not the fact that you can shochet, but the fact that it's v'shachatul, meaning one person's action, can be equivalent to everybody in plural doing shachatul. That's where you can see his action is like being kamoto. What about, so why doesn't he like the other pasuk of being mafrisha korban? Well, it says it's different because this situation, the balach, the person who's heading this chabura, is also mafrish for himself. And since he's mafrish for himself, maybe he can do it for other people as well. In other words, the whole issue of being mafresh a korban of somebody else is it's not my korban, I'm not shaychus to it at all. But in this issue, maybe it's different. So that's why he prefers the other pasuk v'shachatu in the beginning. Okay, let's continue. That someone who's a shaliach can also act as an ed. So this is not just in kiddushin. This is could also be in mammon, the baal chov, and things like that. If he's been shaliach to return money, etc. Ein shaliach mitzaref im ed. In other words, you can't say the shaliach can also act as an ed, and as long as we've got another ed, we're all done. Okay. However, Beit Hillel says a shaliach ole mishem ed that a shaliach can act as an ed as well. So hey chavir, how so? Shilach shnayim. Now it's important. This shnayim means aside from the shaliach. Adat, we'll go through the korbanot in a moment to explain this. So really, three people are being sent. Now to the Beit Shammai, shaliach b'shnei edim. You can't wear two hats. One must be a shaliach, and the other two will be at the edim. Havadat to the Beit Hillel, shloshtam, they can both be shluchim, and all three of them can be shluchim, and all three can be edim. So let's look at the korban eda. He said, shnayim milvad in a shlach. Sorry, he sent two people aside from the shliach. The Beit Hillel tzarich, it has to be shiomar shliach shaliach b'shnei edim. If the husband wants this to work without involving anybody else, it would have to be, he says, you are the shliach and you two are the edim. Avaliyah mar shiu kulam shluchim. If he said all of you are going to be shlichim, I want to send you three to do kiddushin for me. Ein achad mem yachol liot ed. None of them could be an ed, because ein shaliach nasa ed. However, Beit Hillel says yachol liot shloshtam shluchim vehenen edav. In other words, the husband can say all you want. I want you all to be the shaliach to take the kiddushin, and the connector is saying v'davka ma l'shloshat zuv v'kidshuli isha. But that's only if he says, I want you all to go and mekadesh my wife. Aval im amar l'shnayim, lo. Why? V'hateke amar shloshtam shluchim haynu mi sheyirtzeh mehem yachol liyot shaliach v'shnayim echrim eidim. In other words, the fact that he said, you are both shluchim haynu mi sheyirtzeh mehem, meaning whoever you want, whichever one of you want to be the shaliach, and the other two can be the eidim. Okay? Okay, I'm not sure what the Korban was doing at the end. Okay, but said we'll stop there. Okay, let's continue. Yes, sorry. Amir Abba Avon Bar Chia. Nirim Devarim, meaning the Shikra of Beit Hillel, that is, Bishikidsha Bishtar. That's when you say a shaliach to become an ed. Aval Bikidsha Bekesef. If it was Kesef Kiddushin he was taking, Nase Konega Be'edut. There's a self interest now. And if you're Nageh Be'edut, you can't be an ed. Why is there self interest? So the Korbanator says as follows. In other words, Aval kidsha shaliach bekesef shel meshalach einu nase'ed dekule alma lekulam akod everyone's right. Tava le nogeber. There's a personal interest. There's a self-interest in this. Sherei lachash dignu rabanan shvuat heiset. After chachamim said that the shaliach would have to make a shvua if there's a dispute whether he did it or not. In other words, he's kofer b'kol if you like. He said, of course I did it. I owe you nothing. I did the whole thing, right? Tzarich ha'ed nishava yis mekashir shasa shlichut. The Iri b'shiyesh k'peirot k'firot mammon b'nehem, sha'isha omer shelo kibla kesef, where the woman says, "I didn't accept anything." Okay, so that's what we're dealing with. So in that situation, you would say, since the shaliach would have to make some sort of shvuat heset midrabanan truaneram, because again, when it comes to a shvua, do right to nechay b'shvua if you're what's called mod b'miksa, if there's a partial admission. So nonetheless, it says there, therefore it's considered nogeh ba'edut. So by kesef, forget it. He can't, the ain't shaliach naase ed. However, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "No, Amar Yosef mekevet shemino Torah afilu kitcha bekesef eno kaneya beedut." So he says, "No, he disagrees. Since the Torah trusts him, sharei hu kofir bekol v'omer shnatan ve'ain alav shvuat Torah." There's no shvuat Torah in this situation. Eino nogeba. It's not considered nogeba. It's very interesting. Therefore, in other words, the machlok seems to be is the fact that he might have to make a shvuah with the rabbanan. Would that make him, if you like, not considered Nogeh Ba'edot? That's what seems to be the debate, at least in this context. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you know, the Torah trusted him completely, the Shaliach, and therefore, if he's trusted completely, there's no Negiah whatsoever. Okay. Amar Abba, Ata Uvda Kamei Rav, Vasa Shaliach Ed. He allowed the Shaliach to act as a witness. Chabarnash, Ifkid Garboy, Garboy of Barrels, Gabi Karfifa, in a Karpaf, in a small fenced off area, Lechar Dechabri. The Kafar Bey, and the guy denied it. So Amar of Pinchas at the Kamei Rav Yirmia, the Asa Shaliach Ed. He said this Shaliach is an Ed, and therefore in this situation you have a single Ed to say that the person received it all, or he had, if you like, the barrels in his possession. And in a situation where you've got a single Ed against a Kfira, and that's with the Chayv Shvuah Alidei Katef, that since the Katef could act as an Ed, he required. Again, this other party, the person who was the person who supposedly had the barrels and isn't denying it, to make a shvua, importantly shvua doraisa, because again, neged ed echad. Now the Gemara says, Korban says shvua doraita. Okay, now in manite amar shluchos shel adam kamoto, in manite amar shein shluchos shel adam kamoto. You've got actually a number of interesting brayot we'll see that seems to suggest lakan lakan whether shliach shel adam is considered like him. How so? Because there's im hameri mireno and also hafer yafer. Meaning the Torah stresses that with a double language by the laws of Tmura and Hafarat. Tmura is where someone has a perfect good korban and he says, I'd like this korban to take the place of that korban. He wants to exchange them. Cannot do that. It's an Avera. And not just that, both animals become effectively have a kedusha of a korban. Or Tmurat korban is one of them. And has in Misach Tmura discusses the consequences depending on which korban it is. Hafara, we've discussed already in the past, that refers to the capacity of a husband to mefer, to cancel the nedarim of his wife or daughter. So in both these situations, the double language is to include, if you like, lerabot, that he can do it by way of a shaliach. Oh, if that's the case, havina sabri meima she'ein shluchos shel adam kamoto. Korbanei keeps a girsa. That must mean, in general, ein shliach, ela shimiyata katuf. That really, normally, a shliach can't act in the same capacity as, if you like, the person who's sending the mishaleach. It just happens to be these are the two exceptions. That's why the Torah stresses it. Okay, in other words, the fact that I need psukim, I'll say more simply, the fact that I need psukim to tell us that in these situations, The shliach works, must imply, in other situations it doesn't. Now, what about the different case? V'samach yadol, this is referring to smichat on a korban when one has to, a certain korban, one has to rest their hands on the korban and put their weight on it as well. It says, his yad, v'lo yad beno, v'lo yad avdo, v'lo yad shlucho. That the samach yadol comes to exclude a shaliach from doing it for you. So if you send by korban way of a shaliach, they can't do smicha. Having a tzara, if that's the case, that must imply the fact that a special miut must imply the shlucho shalom kamoto. That in general, shliach of a person is like him. Ela that situation, mieta katov, the pasuk excluded it. Similarly, v'ratzad un avetoz no. This refers to the eved ivri that wants to stay beyond the 7 year period. What happens there? You have the pieces here, etc. The whole process we discussed in the past. But it says v'ratzad adonav etoz no b'matzeah. Implying that Chazal understand Adonav seems to be mutar in the pasuk, that his master in the pasuk. It says therefore, Korban says, this is the second time we've said the word Adonav in the same pasuk. So the Adonav, that superfluous Adonav, seems to suggest that is excluded, meaning it's only the Adon and nobody else, not his son, not a shaliach. Maybe once again, that must mean that in general, shlucha shalom kamoto, and that's why the pasuk went out of its way to exclude a shliach in this situation. Itani time v'ratzah. However, some say no. V'ratzah. If you remember, I think we discussed this gemara, this piece as well. The pasuk it says v'ratzah et adon b'matzeya, a double lashon v'ratzah b'matzeya. Okay, so v'ratzah comes to include a shliach in this situation. So Gemara says, okay, if you want to. If that's the case, Ad Kudun, that only makes sense when it comes to Rabbi Akiva, who gets, finds significance in double language. However, Rabbi Shmuel, that does not. So why? So the double language doesn't seem to be. I mean, when I say double language, not superfluous words. Just to be careful, it's like a double language, Ratzaber, like this sort of double expression. Okay. However, so what about Rabbi Shmuel? What does he learn it from? Because Adonav meaning Koshu Ba Machmat Adonav. So there, it's because it's mutar. It says Adonav twice. He says Adonav comes to anything that comes by way of his Adonav as Adnut, meaning even to include a shaliach, right? Afilu haba machmat Adonav through him, for example, the son or the shlucho. Okay, let's continue. Tana Tanina, Na'ara me'orasa hi va'aviyah mekablin et gita. We saw this back in Gittin. So here we say that a Na'ara Morasa, this is a young girl between the age of 12 and about 12 and a half. So she's no longer Ketana, but she hasn't reached full maturity. So, and she's been betrothed. She's Morasa, she's been betrothed. He, ve'avia mekabnin degita, that either seems to be mekabel the get. She could be divorced. If you remember, very importantly, when it came to there, we said it was a subject debate. Because Rabbi Shimon says, it was Rabbi Yehuda, sorry. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei yadayim zochot ke'echad beguf echad. The kind of two people affecting in this context. So Elothav are rather only the father. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda when saw the Gemara. So Gemara now says, Resh Lakish Omer, Amar, sorry, k'machloket meaning k'achloket kiddushin. That the machloket goes not just in Gittin, but also in kiddushin as well. Meaning with a Na'ara Morasa, who can mekabel the kesef kiddushin for her to be betrothed? Okay, Chachamim seems to be anybody, and Rabbi Yehuda would be only the father. Our Rabbi Yochanan says, "No hakol modim b'kiddushin she'aviyah mekadsha and lo hi," meaning that only the father can mekabel kesef kiddushin. Why? Komanes says, "Beinam she'a midata," because she has to be midat, right? V'kevin abinan dat makne. When it comes to kiddushin, since you need the dat of the person who's being, meaning the woman generally who's having kiddushin. And in this situation, who's the makne, the dat makne? It's the father. We say, Hilkach aviyah v'lo, because why? Who received the kesef kiddushin? In the case of an armarasa, the father receives it. Okay, so therefore, if that's the case, he's considered the makne. And therefore, even the chachamim would agree, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by kiddushin, it's the father that accepts the kesef kiddushin, and only the father. Avel begirushin. When it comes to Gerushin, the reason why they're cholek there is because that's something that can be done even without that. It can be Baal Korcha, forced. So the Savi Rabbanan, Beini Ben Avia, therefore it doesn't matter. Dema lanu dato, because we don't need the dat of the father anymore. You don't need what's called dat makne. Well, it's not really makne, but the concept. Ki mekabel le'ihu nami Baal Korcha, because if he accepted against his will, she would also be divorced. So that's why, okay. So it's very simply, just to summarize, we see a machloket by Gittin, by Na'ara Morasa. who accepts the get. And there's a further machloket whether that machloket also applies in Kiddushin as well. Reish Lakish says it does, and Rabbi Yochanan says no, everyone agreed that only Avir make a Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, however, mod Reish Lakish minisuin shelo hakol meno la'asiyat zman lafsid ma'asey adesha al Avir. Then when it comes to nisuin, handing her over to actually be married now, since there's a financial consequence for the father, because if you remember, he gets to still enjoy the ma'asey adeha, her productivity output, if you like, until she becomes a bogeret. Since he stands to lose that, you would everyone agree he would, and Reish Lakish would agree that everyone would agree that you need the dat of the father. Okay. Now, if that's the case, al dat Rabbi Yochanan ein la dat etzel aviyah ve'ein oseh shaliach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, because we said, if you remember, I'll just show you, if you remember, we said according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says she'aviyah kayam. He commanded late Ladat Damia. We said in the situation, if you remember, because the way we just explained Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone would agree, even the Chachamim, if you remember. When it comes to Kiddushin, it's only the father can accept the kiss of Kiddushin. Why? Because by Kiddushin, in general, you need Dat. And since the Torah was Mezakeh, gave over the kiss of Kiddushin to the father, kiss of Norma, so he's the Dat Makneh. If that's a, and therefore, he said, if that's the case, then her Dat, in compared to her father's, or her position is considered like secondary or even nothing when it comes to kiddushin. Therefore, ain la dat etzlavia ve'ain oseh shaliach. So therefore, obviously she can't make a shaliach as well. Kol sheken. However, al dat the Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, where the Chachamim would agree. Sorry, the Chachamim would continue to argue by kiddushin to say that either can accept kiddushin. Well, she has that etzlavia. There's a certain independence there to an extent. Therefore, she could make a shliach as well. So, in other words, it's a corollary whether she can make a shliach of whether she's considered having significance in das by kiddushin. It's important to understand this debate would carry on even to Gittin as well, because Rabbi Yochanan considered the dat of the daughter connected the father as if it's nothing, so he wouldn't be able to make a shliach in the context of Gittin either, or as well, I should say. Rabbi Marana says, "Manina pliga Rabbi Yochanan." Why? Because it says, "Amish is cholik Rabbi Yochanan." Ha'ish mekadesh bo ubishlucho. V'ish mekadesh ba ubishlucha. It seems to be a ish can betrothed either directly or with a shaliach, and she can be betrothed either directly or with a shaliach. Why is this a kasher on him? Because if you can remember, the next if the Mishnah continues that Aish that referring to a ne'ara. Ish mekadesh b'tokashin ne'ara bo bishlucha. So the assumption is maybe that's referring to the woman herself being also Na'ara. And Rabbi Yochanan says, when it comes to Na'ara, only the father can, and the girl wouldn't be able to make a shaliach. So Gemara says, no, Patra Allah, you can explain the Reish is talking about a Gedola, which is already a Bogeret. And clearly she's completely independent, she can make a shliach, sorry, not shliach, shliach. V'ataninan, 1 second, K'tana she'amra itgabel ligiti, eino get, ad she'agia get le'adah. When it says a ketana that says, you know, I want you to accept a get for me, it wouldn't be a get until it reached her hand, meaning she can't make a shaliach. What? Shaliach Kabbalah. Mashma what? The assumption is that that's on a ketana. And na'ara would be able to. So just explain it here. The ancient, ain't get, sorry. Let's look at the commentator. It says, "Eino get ad she'agit le'adah, de'ein shluch le'katan, hilkach mi'avodo la, whoever brings her to Ketana will be the shliach of her husband. To lo lachav itnu la. But davke Ketana, hanara is there again? Shma minan de na'ara oseh shaliach v'kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, a na'ara is considered na'ara can make a shliach. This, you see here that this debate, this discussion is carrying over even to the case of a get. So Gemara says, patala. No, we're talking about a biyotoma, meaning there we're talking about where she's the yotoma, meaning the father's not around. And in the absence of the father, she's obviously even in an ara, she's in full independence. And what the Gemara says, 1 second, batanina im amar lo avia tzevikabel get kita. If, however, the Mishnah says that go and receive, go, husband says go and receive a get from my daughter, im rotzolachzir lo yachzir, he wouldn't be able to, because it would be a shliach kabbalah. Mashma what, that the father's still around, we're not dealing with yotoma. The Gemara says no, patala litzdadim. Meaning Hamanita, Rosha, the beginning that Mishnah Gittin is referring to a Yotoma, and a Sefer, which she has an Av. So in other words, you can have what's called a Chisur Machasra. That's what the Korban explains it. If you have a look here, it's a tevelet reisha biyotam of a sefer bishla av and ichisur mechasra, meaning it's two different cases in the one mishnah. Vachi tana, tana she amra, it doesn't work. Enu gad shegilada, ha naara would be a get. The med very mamurim. When is that? That's when she's the ktana lo shach bashlichud b'she'ein la av, when there does no father. Aval yesh la av, if she has a father, the shayach bashlichud al pia av. Then a ktana could have shlichut by way of her father. Afilu hi na'ara, even if she's a na'ara. Vima aviatze v'kabel gita, bein na'ara, bein ktana, v'rotza ba lachzor, lo yachzir, because the father can make an agent as you sell, and he wouldn't be able to retract. Okay, that's it. That last part I think we've seen already in back in the Sefer Gittin, but all right, good chazar. All right, have a good Shabbos, everyone called.